Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and my rock star today, Emily Culp. She is the CMO of KEDS. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, tell me what your job all entails as CMO.
Wow, good question. It is comprehensive.
Depends on the day, I'm sure.
It completely depends on the day, the week, the month. But in a nutshell, I'm responsible for the global voice of KEDS and the imagery around it. So it's everything from PR to social to e-commerce. So it's all the different ways that we communicate with our consumers.
Wow. Okay. So I love talking about brands and what is a brand. It's so abstract, but bring it down to earth for us for a second, relating it to KEDS. How have you helped create this brand of KEDS?
I think, as you said, KEDS, it's not a person. So a key part of thinking about a brand, I actually think, is humanizing it. So for me and KEDS, I go back to the DNA. KEDS is 100 years old. It was started in 1916 with the introduction of the Champion sneakers. So one of the first sneakers in the world made for women. And when you think about that, that and basically encapsulates what the brand stands for. What I mean by that is it's one of those things where we created sneakers for women, which empowers them. Because at that time in 1916, their choice was high heels and boots.
Yeah.
And so by creating a sneaker, you're actually empowering women to do sports or to do whatever they want and go wherever they want in their lives.
And that's something you're really passionate about,
is
female empowerment, and as is KEDS. So how do you intertwine that into your marketing?
Yeah, female empowerment to me is part of our DNA, the KEDS brand. And you can see that even in our positioning. It's KEDS, ladies first since 1916. Mm-hmm. So we really want to own that positioning and are doing so on a global basis. In terms of weaving it in, there are a few different ways. One is our KEDS Collective, which is an amazing group of women who are female entrepreneurs who are multifaceted in what they do, and they really embody what our brand stands for. An example of one of these people is Allison Williams, who is an amazing partner, strategic partner with us. Another way that we really champion female empowerment is really doing what we're going to say we want to do, which means participating in the Women's March that just happened. That was a key point for us as a brand and really standing behind women in the world. Other ways that we really go behind this is events like what we're doing this week with Create and Cultivate, where women are really fostering a community and supporting each other around their career options and pathing.
Awesome. So what would you say all goes into a marketing campaign?
Absolutely everything. Beyond that, there is strategy, of course, and you have to think about that. You have to think about your consumer and all the insights behind that and your consumer. And to me, one of the most important things is actually setting KPIs or key performance indicators. Once you have that framework, the most important part beyond that is thinking in an omni-channel way, meaning your consumer at this point doesn't have a linear journey with your brand. Your consumer may be in a retail environment. If it's in Asia, it's one of our stores in Asia, or it could be on KEDS.com, or it could be on their phone and browsing. So we need to think about, from a marketing standpoint, how do we reach her and almost tell different chapters of a story as she engages with us.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's fun.
And your story is so fascinating. Take me back to the beginning of your career when you told me off camera that your family joked, oh, you'll get a real job someday.
And that is a true statement. You know, I started in digital about 20 years ago. And I think one of the most amazing things that that's provided me is the fact that in the digital world, you learn that everything evolves. You learn that it's critical to embrace smart risks. And you also learn to be obscenely curious in everything you're doing. And then finally, there's no one answer, especially because in the digital space, most things haven't been done before. So your job is to put together all these different pieces of information and try something and then iterate from there. And I think that's been a great opportunity for me in sort of forging ahead from that space. So I feel very grateful for that.
Yeah. And I mean, just pausing for a second, 20 years ago in the digital space, you were definitely on the forefront of it. So how did you acknowledge that this is a huge trend and it's not going anywhere?
You know, I think some of it is luck. I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. I clicked with the president of a company 20 years ago who said, I think this digital thing is real. I don't really know what your job title will be or your description. And I should mention my entire career, I've never had a job description. And that's exactly how I love it, because that means it is a bit of an amorphous, but it's fun that way. And so to me, the idea of getting that entrepreneurial entrance into my career and trying, I tried a little coding, I tried a little designing, I tried a little marketing, and I loved it. So I knew it was the right position for me. And as time has gone by, I've realized digital is here, obviously, to stay. And it was a good investment.
So off camera, you were also describing to me, you made this beautiful little visual that you kind of started with digital and then went more to traditional routes of marketing. Tell me how that's been really effective and explain what you mean by it.
Yeah, I like to sort of think of it as the reverse funnel. So that's what I was describing. I started at the core with digital. And as my career progressed, I spent the first 10 years on the agency side at amazing agencies, whether it's Digitas or Ogilvy and Mather. And what I learned along the way, I was very, very interested in sort of fanning out the funnel, if you will. So learning whether it's print, TV, CRM, et cetera, picking up all those skills. So then you really can have a full view of the world your consumer is living in. And that has served me extremely well. And that's where now I have the opportunity at KEDS to really employ all these different skills and really connect with our consumer.
Yeah. So take me through the various buckets of marketing, you know, starting with social media, obviously.
Sure.
What else is all involved in marketing?
Yeah, it really depends. Marketing is defined in different ways from every organization, but at least in terms of my role right now at KEDS, my role is quite comprehensive, which I'm very fortunate about. I have PR within my remit, social media, as you mentioned, also e-commerce, as well as creative. So that's one of the areas that I'm most passionate about, which is whether it's driving the content, whether it's copy or imagery, and the whole aesthetic down to the retail stores. So the design of a retail store for KEDS is also driven out of my group. And that way, as I said, sort of an ecosystem, the consumer who sees our mobile app or online all the way through to the retail store, it's one consistent, enriching experience.
So do you ever change your messaging up a little bit because your audience might vary a little bit depending on the platform, or are you always kind of mindful of that key target?
You know, I believe in consistency. So the ladies first since 1916, messaging is something that we employ on a global basis. Mm-hmm. I also, as I mentioned, working in companies like Ogilvy and Mather that did the branding for iconic brands like Dove. I think there's some great lessons in that, which is you really want to make sure that your brand is recognizable, both visually and from a voice perspective around the world. But to your point, there are nuances. So imagery, if you will, in some markets, if it's Asia Pacific versus the US, yes, we may alter it slightly. But for the most part, a consumer should walk into a retail store in Asia or in New York City or see our website and know it's us.
So innovation is a really, really big thing for you. How do you stay inspired and get creative?
You know, it's interesting. I probably do a few different things. Some are a little off the path.
Yeah. Let's hear them.
I will tell you. So I have two children, Humphrey and Violet, and one of the things I do every day before work, because they don't sleep, is I actually do an art project with them. So whether it's Play-Doh, Floam, or whatever we're doing, or watercolor, that to me not only is a fun, of course, bonding activity, but it also is a different way to unlock that part of your brain that you don't necessarily get to the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do now. Of course, other ways, I love podcasts. Big believer in TED Talks and things like that. And also, I'm a voracious reader. So whether it's reading different magazines like Fast Company, et cetera, there are a lot of different things that I look at, or YouTube videos on different programs like this one. I'm inspired by a lot of different things.
Yeah, and obviously it's probably really helpful to pay attention to the trends, but then you probably want to take it a step further and create the trends. Like, how do you do that?
You know, at least for kids, one of the most important things to me, for example, let's take a trend, like wearable tech. That's one that's out there. Most of us have something on us that is tied to the Internet of Things or what have you. It's thinking about how do you take that trend? How do you take consumer insights and create something that's right for your consumer? So, for example, right now, we're looking at how could you incorporate wearable tech properties into our shoes that could help our consumer, whether it's through directions, and the shoes could inspire you that way, or different types of fabrics. So it's thinking about how do you take that and then make it right for your brand and consumer.
Fascinating. I love it. Thank you so much. We will be back with my guest, Emily Culp. She is the CMO of Keds, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Hey, James. Yep, started my own Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, robots. Each one of my Froyo robots delivers 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers within 60 seconds. I have robots at high traffic locations like malls and theaters. It was the easiest business decision I've ever made.
And this is a franchise?
Absolutely. Reese and Irvy's provided all the tools necessary to start. Access to premium product, local technical support, franchise coaching. They secured me these amazing locations. Now my robots do all the work for me, allowing me more time for myself.
And the robots do the work?
Yep, they work so I don't have to. Each robot only takes 2 to 3 hours of maintenance a week, and part-time packages are available, which opens this opportunity up to everyone.
How can I get my own robots?
It's easy. Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 9797, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 9797.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9 plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish, hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Form and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And my guest today, Emily Culp, she's the CMO of Keds. And you were telling me that you're really not afraid to take risks. Tell me more about that.
I think it goes back to the fact of starting in digital 20 years ago, there was no rule book. So in order to do certain things, you had to be able to experiment. And you had to be able to have a tolerance for taking, I like to consider it smart risk, not just risk for the sake of risk. And I think what's really empowering and inspiring about that is you lose the fear and you can actually think in a more clear manner.
Yeah.
And you actually think in a bigger manner. So that's how you can deliver really breakthrough innovation and ideas. So,
and what would you consider a smart risk?
A smart risk might be doing something that's never been done before, whether it's creating a whole ecosystem of channels for your consumer to a totally revolutionary type of product that's something that's never been out in the marketplace. So the key then when you're doing a smart risk in that sense is also educating. That's the key when you're doing something that's on the forefront of everything.
So tell me about a smart risk that you've made throughout your career that you're really proud of and happy you went that route.
I think there are probably two that I would hit on. One is when I was at Rebecca Minkoff, creating an ecosystem for the consumer. So meaning launching an app, launching a website, and creating their store of the future, which had magic mirrors and was RFID enabled, and really was this amazing dynamic ecosystem for consumers to transverse across and basically experience the brand any way they wanted to. So I think that was one. And at Keds, what I'm really proud of in terms of risk was creating this Keds Collective. So it's a collective of women. Usually brands have one face of a brand, if you will. And to me, the Keds consumer is so fascinating, is global and is multifaceted. So creating this group of women that really represent her and inspire her was a risk.
And I'm sure every once in a while when you take those smart risks, still there's probably some times where it doesn't work, right?
Yes.
So how do you deal with that where it's a mini failure? How do you move on?
I think the key with failure, and I've absolutely had it, I think is just a few different things. One is admit the failure. I think that's actually quite intuitive, but isn't always done. Admit when you fail. I think the key after that is fail fast. So figure out how you are going to move forward. And then optimally, and I've been fortunate in this regard, this goes back to the smart risk, fail cheaply. The key is not to fail in an expensive manner.
And I would imagine that the digital world allows for it to be fast and cheaper more easily, right? There's
yes.
not as many expenses involved in the digital space.
There's a decent amount of expenses through software and other things, but to your point, it's not the same as rolling out 100 stores and realizing maybe a fixture is off. So to your
right.
point, you can course correct along the way, and I think that's the fun, dynamic nature of it.
And there are easier ways to test things out,
100%.
Test ideas out, which is probably really important, right?
Exactly.
How would you describe your leadership style?
Great question. From a leadership perspective, I consider myself a leader who really wants to inspire people to do their best. I also believe fundamentally in empowering people. That's something I personally value a tremendous amount. And as a result, want to make sure that my team also feels empowered by me. I also think it's really important to make sure your team knows that they can take risk and that I will stand behind them and support them, because that's how you do interesting things and frankly drive business results, which is part of why we all have jobs.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think one of the most important things for me is fostering an environment that is collaborative in its nature, because I do believe when you have a diverse group of people thinking and working on a problem, you'll get to a better solution if it's collaborative.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Emily Culp. She's the CMO of KEDS. So obviously not as many women in the C-level, and you are one of them. So for aspiring or new entrepreneurs watching, why is it so important that we have women at that level?
Okay, so you have hit a passion point for
me.
I feel very fortunate. I've worked very hard to get to this point. I think what's really important to me, and this is something I go back to where I went to business school and lecture on, is it's really important and it's financially advantageous for companies to have a diversity of people at the C-level and even more so at the board level. What I mean by that is when you have women, right now there's only 23% at the C-level in the U.S., and there's organizations like the 30% Club that are working to get that gender diversity. Companies that have gender diversity deliver better financial results and actually tend to deliver better innovative products, again, correlating to financial results.
So at the end of the day, it's going to help your bottom line. So if
Correct.
That's not enough to inspire someone to incorporate more women in the C-level, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
But taking a step further, what do you think that women bring to the C-level and just to the workplace in general that's unique?
I think, and I don't know if it's just women, but I will say, I think some of the traits that women do exhibit, possibly more than others, is that there's a level of creativity that's coming from, again, a different set of experiences in life. You go back to the education system. I think that's really important. I think there's a level of collaboration that's also very highly attuned to women. And I think finally, I think there's something around the empowerment piece. So there's a delegation and wanting to mentor and grow people. So again, you're creating that next level of leadership and helping people come up with phenomenal ideas.
Yeah. And you're a very busy person. You obviously CMO, you're a mom, and
right.
I'm sure have a very full life. Do you have any tools for time management and staying organized?
I wish I had the magic solution. Time management, honestly, that's something, frankly, I'm still working on in terms of I love what I do. I love my job and I love the KEDS brand. So for me, it's not so much time management. It's part of what I do on the weekends and what I think about. But one of the lessons I have learned over the years is one or two things. One is make sure you maintain your health. That is not something that you can follow up on like a meeting later on. So doctor's appointments and checkups and things like that, I think are actually very, very important, because in order for you to contribute at home with your family or on the job, you need to be in the best mental and physical health. In terms of time management, I use every device under the sun and have tried color coding everything, and that does help. But I think a lot of it is having an amazing communication system, whether it's with people at work or your family and what have you, and negotiating.
Would you say that you're a planner? Do you typically plan out your day, week, month?
Absolutely. I am a planner and I do color code everything. I think one of the things also that I've started doing probably the past 10 years or so is I try and have a list every single day of three things. If these are the only three things that I accomplish this day. So
right.
If you can center yourself around three things to achieve, and they can be minimal and the magnitude of the achievement, at least it helps you prioritize throughout the day and time management.
Oh, I love it. Great tip.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all of your wisdom today. My guest, Emily Culp, she is the CMO of KEDS, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now in the house is Stephanie Boxer Baum. She is the founder of All Have the Fries.
Yes.
Tell us about your company.
Thanks for having me. All Have the Fries is designed to educate and inspire people on how to have a healthy relationship with food. It's really about what we kind of say is it's not the diet, it's you. Because it's not, you know, you can eat what, you know, people get really obsessed with what their diet should be. But that's not going to address how you relate to food, how you relate to your body. And so our job is really creating content to address those types of issues.
I love that. I hear so many people that are, you know, trying to lose weight. They go, you know, oh, well, I tried all the diets, or I'm on a diet.
Yes.
That's such a lame thing, because it's like, you just have a diet. It's your dietary, right? It's like what you're eating on a consistent basis.
Right.
And yeah, I love this whole thing. I was like, I'll have the fries. What does this have to do with? And I get it now.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, for me, like, I love French fries, right?
Me too.
So, and a lot of people have sort of that forbidden food, right? You know, where you go to a restaurant and they say, do you want the salad or the fries? And when you watch people, it's like their mind kind of says, like,
thing.
Yeah, right. It's like, no, I'll have the salad, but you really want the fries. And so it's really just kind of this metaphor of, like, you know, you don't have to have the fries, but if you have them, it's not going to kill you. You know, so how do you get people to take a look at these things? And our sort of philosophy is that even, you know, it's about what works for you. So if you're vegan, you're paleo, you're whatever you want to be.
Yeah, true.
Great. But I think that what we found by talking to so many people is that they have these sort of very restricted dietary
plans. That's why most people fail.
Correct.
Because they put the barriers too strict.
Correct.
And then they go, oh, I can't do this or it's wrong.
Right.
It's like, no, just be healthy and go to the gym and practice the habit of it.
Right.
But allow yourself a little flexibility and you'll stick to it. Make it part of your lifestyle.
Right. Well, and a lot, and I mean, for you, right, it just kind of seems easy. A lot of people, there's a lot of just background history issues, things that they don't even realize. It's like why they just ate 5 cookies, because they're not aware that that's how they're coping with the bad day they had, right?
Yeah, people aren't aware of the trigger response.
Yes. Correct. Yeah, they have no idea.
Yeah.
So I think
anytime I get mad, I get the ice cream.
And
they don't put the two together.
Yeah, they don't even see that at all. And so I think that what we've seen is a lot of those connections being made. And then you can get to the diet. We always say that it's about wrapping gentle nutrition around what you like. Like a lot of times people forget the satisfaction factor of food. You know, there was a woman I asked, and I said, well, you know, well, how many hours a day do you think about food? And she said, well, I don't know, like 23 out of 24. You know, and that's too much time. There's like a lot you can do with your life. And so our goal is to kind of get people back where food takes up, you know, 10% of your mental space, and then you're off doing more exciting things instead of obsessing kind of over this type of stuff.
It's crazy because I don't even think about how you could possibly be like literally addicted to it, where you're thinking about food like 24, like 23. That means she's sleeping and thinking about food. She's dreaming about eating food.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Well, you're an attorney as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Sure.
How are you balancing the two of these? Because I know being an attorney is difficult, and I know being an entrepreneur is difficult. You're doing both.
Right.
You're balancing both of these things. How are you doing that?
I mean, I think it's just about passion. You know, I mean, I'm really, really committed to helping people. You know,
with all the fries.
And understanding that those dynamics of themselves. And so, and I love being a lawyer, and I love helping people in that way too, from a business standpoint. So it kind of combines both worlds in some ways, you know, because as a lawyer, you're constantly giving strategic advice and counseling people. And so it's basically taking that skill set and putting it over sort of into a different topic. Mm. It's a lot of, you know, at 2 a.m., you know, work sessions, so to speak, because there's only so many hours in a day. But I think for any entrepreneur, if you love what you're doing, it doesn't seem so much like work, basically.
How does somebody find what they love, what they're doing? I find so many people say, I'm just trying to find my passion.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my purpose. And I'm always like, I'm like, where are you looking?
You're looking,
you looking in the closet? Are you like, you're looking when you're driving around the road? Like, you're never going to find your passion. You're never going to find your purpose.
Right.
I think you have to create it. But what's your advice to people out there that are struggling to find it?
Okay, so there's this book called The Desire Map that I tell everyone about. It's by this woman, Danielle Laporte.
I've heard of it, but tell us.
Okay, so So anyway, and the reason why I start with that is because I think sometimes when you just have no idea and you've tried and you're, you know, I talk to a lot of, you know, people that are sort of in that same boat. They're in a job. They aren't that happy, but they're like living life and they're like living for the weekend, but they know they want to change. And it's like, that's the story that every time you see them, whether it's once a month, once a week, it's like, it's that same story, right? So sometimes it's about resources. Like here, well, why don't you look at this and see if it triggers anything for you, you know? Yeah. So her thing, as you know, is really about designing goals with soul and figuring out how you want to feel every day and mapping to that. And sometimes, you know, I'm just a big believer of like, what do you like to do in your life? And some of those things aren't going to turn into a business, but some of them could, you know? So at least if you start somewhere of identifying like, on a day-to-day basis what you really love. And if your answer to that is, I have no idea, then I think you've got to kind of go a little bit deeper.
People do know what they love to do. You just say, well, if you did, and you couldn't be wrong, what would you say? And they usually go, oh, well, if I'm not going to be judged, then I'd say this.
Totally.
Like, there you go.
Right. Like years ago, there was a woman I met who I asked, we were sort of in this dialogue, and I said, well, what is it that you'd really like to do? And she's like, I don't know. And I said, well, just really think about it. And her thing, she said, well, I really want to write a children's book.
See, she knew.
Yeah.
People's knee-jerk reaction is, well,
right.
I don't know.
And it's like, right. And at a certain point, I think, you know, it's like life happens, right? You're paying bills, you're doing this, you're doing that. And so my goal is to remind people of, like, even if you're doing it 30 minutes a day as a starting place, and I said to her, I was like, look, if that's what you want to do, get some children's books, start researching it, even if it's 20 minutes, and you can just see in their eyes when they start to kind of think, well, okay, like maybe I'll at least try that as kind of a starting place, you know?
Reminds me of the event I was just speaking at. My buddy Cole put on this phenomenal event called Thrive.
Uh-huh.
And this kid came up to me and he was like, oh my God, your speech was incredible. It really inspired me. I'm trying to do something similar. I want to create content. I want to have a YouTube channel. I got to get my website up and all this other stuff. And I was like, I just heard you in like 1 second tell me three excuses about why you haven't started yet.
Right.
And he's like, well, I just need this and I need this and I need this. And I was like, no, you don't need any of that. Do you have a smartphone on you? And he's like, I do. And I go, film videos of all the speakers, whoever will agree, and people in the audience giving you the 30-second, 60-second pieces of content that you're waiting for.
Right.
And he came back up to me later, and of course he filmed me.
Yeah.
But he came back up to me later, and he was like, you know, I've got 10 already done in one day.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to upload them on Facebook and social media. And I was like,
yeah,
that was it. And
great.
It's like what you just said, right? They just need
to
get started.
Right.
They don't need to wait until it's perfect.
Totally.
Founder of All Have the Fries, Stephanie Boxerbaum, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Three things all entrepreneurs need to know when they're getting started. You've been an attorney. You've been somebody who's part of a startup. You got your own business going right now. So for the person who's just getting started,
right?
And there's a lot of them.
Right.
Or the person that wants to get started.
Right.
What do you feel like are three things they need to know?
Well, I think, like we said, find the passion, right? That's kind of the first place, and see if you can wrap the business around it.
Okay.
The next is, I think, set manageable goals, because I think what happens is the trajectory is you find the passion. You think you can figure out a way to do the business, and then you're like, well, so overwhelmed by this idea of what it needs to become and where it needs to go, and that then everyone just stops.
They get caught up in the how-to and
correct,
the what.
Right.
And I think it goes back to the passion. If you have a big enough why,
right,
you're going to push through, you're going to figure it out.
Well, and even sort of from a goal-setting standpoint, you're expecting where it's like every day is the biggest meeting and it's the biggest company growth, and it's like that's going to set you up where then it's feeling like nothing's happening. And I think that you have to kind of start a manageable goal process, and then that sort of keeps you in it day to day, and there's big wins happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last piece really, I think, is putting together a great team, you know, starting with yourself and understanding what your skill sets are and where you kind of sit with it, and then sort of who are those people that can help to complement that as well.
So for the people out there who know they need to start capitalizing on short form videos, know they need to start writing blogs, know they need to start being information marketers, providing free value out there so that people go, I'm looking for, I don't care if it's plumbing, and they find free information about, you know, before you hire a plumber, the 7 things you need to know.
Yeah.
Provided by, you know, the plumbing service near you. Whatever it is, people need to start being content creators so they can get inbound marketing, be more preeminent, just be more well-known.
Yep.
You get that.
Sure.
But a lot of people struggle with that.
Right.
So what's your advice for the person who is sitting on the fence, like the story I gave about the kid, right?
Right.
Well, I'm waiting for my website.
Right.
Well, I'm going to put together my Facebook page. Oh, well, you know, I don't have that camera, the lighting yet. Or,
right.
Well, you know, I don't know how to do it.
Right.
What's your advice for those people and those excuses?
I mean, I think that kid was lucky he met someone like you that could just say, get your iPhone, go interview people, and just do 10 of them, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the same place I sit in, too, is for anybody, if you have a message, get your iPhone, turn it on, you know, and
post it on your social media.
Yeah, and see, I mean, the good news about digital media is you know very quickly what's working and what's not. And so you can try different formats. You can see what works. You can see what doesn't. If you think it's the dumbest idea, do it anyway. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't work, you can take it down. People may love it.
Very rarely is your first probably 100 articles and videos or anything like that going to be anything that even moves the needle.
Right.
But you'll start getting likes and comments and shares.
Totally.
And you'll get engagement and people, oh, I love this. Great job.
Right.
And then, you know, you'll probably start to get some haters as well if you're really being authentic and sharing your story.
Right. You know, for us, we've really gotten to a place that it's you just can't be judgmental. If somebody has their mindset and they want to share your opinion, that's, they, you know, their opinion on whatever they think, that's great. And then you just have to keep moving forward and staying positive about your own message and what you're trying to push, you know?
Yeah. Fantastic advice, because so many people are going through that. I want to talk about aha moments. I feel like something that I've become a big advocate of and I started integrating in this show is aha moments.
Right.
I feel like if you could sit with, you know, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, whoever, all of these successful people, whoever your ideal successful people are, and you can have a book about their aha moments in life and in business.
Yeah.
It could have taken them 10 years, 30 years, millions, billions, money made, money lost, to have this aha moment about life or about business. I don't know about you, I want to read that book.
Right, right.
So I'm curious now, when guests come on the show like yourself, I want to know one of your aha moments from life or from business, so we can collapse the time, energy, and money that it took you to have that aha moment.
Sure. I mean, I think for me, you know, whenever you're going to start out on a business venture and it's about spreading a message that you really believe, right? There's like a moment where you kind of have to go through that space, kind of what we were just talking about, that there are going to be people that aren't going to like it. Or like, they're not going to agree with it, or they're not going to be into it. And so I initially, my plan was always to call it I'll Have the Fries, because I loved that. And it really maximizes on kind of just the overall messaging. And I started doing workshops, but because I'm into yoga and these things, one of the workshops kind of integrated this idea of love food, love life, love yourself. Mm. And I decided, I'm like, I'm not going to call it All of the Fries. I think maybe that's too, like, people don't eat French fries. Like, some people don't like that. I should make it about loving yourself and loving what you do. And I realized sort of that's just, you have to tap back into your own gut instinct and recognize when you just want to like stick to your guns. And so I'm back to I'll Have the Fries, and that totally got rid of that. And I've accepted that in those moments where you're like, well, more people will like it if I change it. You can't,
Do go that. With that. You gotta stick with your guns.
Gotta stick with your guns. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Well, I'll Have the Fries too, Stephanie.
Okay, good.
Thanks so much for coming
on the
show.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5656. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Trend right now, but how can you use it to help yourself become a more successful entrepreneur? Justin Brummel is joining us. He's the CEO of Brummel Growth Partners. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Pleasure to have you on the show with us, brother. Dive straight in for us. You're
excellent.
Somebody who likes to talk about mindfulness. I said I am as well.
Thank
so
you.
Let's tear it up.
It's exciting. It's one of the most popular topics today.
Well, and what is it for the people out there that like, you know, okay, mindfulness, you know, it's just a word, but what is it?
Right. It's one of those things that I think is in a process of being defined. It means so much to so many people.
I think it's basically just like an increase in self-awareness.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can study things like spiral dynamics, which is about the evolution of human consciousness and how based on the level of human consciousness that you're operating at, you think, feel, and behave at a certain level based on your evolution of consciousness of where you're operating from. It's really interesting. And you can go up and down the ladder of evolutionary consciousness or self-awareness or mindfulness.
Yeah.
And so that's for me, as I've started to pick it apart, I agree mindfulness is like its own definition. And so for me, I've studied so much on the topic that, you know, you should study spiral dynamics and the evolution of consciousness. But what's your definition of mindfulness?
Yeah, I like to look at it in the term of the framework, wake up, clean up, grow up, and show up.
Mm. Do you know Mark Gaffney and the guys from Center for Integral Wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, those are my buddies because it's wake up, grow up, show up was the Center for Integral Wisdom's Success 3.0 Summit in Colorado.
Yeah, and the cleanup bit, I think.
Ken Wilber.
Yeah, yeah. And so the wake up bit, some people, they go to Burning Man or they have some sort of a experience, maybe socially, maybe it's spiritually, maybe they travel to India and find, wow, just being in this temple and being around the humbleness and the givingness of whatever's happened there for centuries.
Yeah.
Does something, it changes you, right?
We so can something feel triggers them that wakes them up.
Yeah. And that speaks to your awareness point, which is we can either run through the world like a bull in a china shop or we can be mindful and kind of dance through and not break a bunch of crap, right?
Yeah. I feel like so many people, and that's perfect that you brought that up. To me, mindfulness, and there's so many things we could talk about, but it's waking up to the fact that everything in life is happening for you, not to you, and that you truly, when you take responsibility, which is one of the many things of being more mindful and self-aware, when you take responsibility for that and you become grateful for all the things that have happened for you and are happening for you and will happen for you, you start to just think and feel and behave in such a different way, which is getting to the
growing up stage. So tell us about that.
Yeah. We framed the question initially in like, how does this help you be a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah.
And the studies in meditation, like when they hook electrodes up and track people over time, like you really hit peak performance states when your mind, body, spirit is in a state of, in a cohesive state.
Yeah.
Right. We talk about being present if you, you know, in the Eckhart Tolle's teachings. So meditation really helps you access that greater being that you already are and step out of this human experience and this personality you have, which, you know, if you think back, well, when I was 13, I was a skater punk. And when I was 16, I was a preppy kid because I wanted to go out on dates now and, you know, these sort of things. And when I was 18, I was a really good student because I wanted to get into the right college and these sort of things. But those are, it's not who we are. That's just the life experience we're having.
Yeah.
And so that awareness bit is like stepping out of that life experience framework into a greater understanding and awareness of who you are in the universe. And the degree that you capture that experience and make it stick is the degree that you're able to show up and succeed in the outside world.
And it's good that you brought up being a kid and sort of those evolutionary stages because, you know, based on the references, the experiences, the environments, the circumstances, the conditioning you had growing up is a reflection of the amount of mindfulness or awareness, which then develops the beliefs and the values you have, which then structures your model of the world, which then controls how you think, feel, and behave, which ultimately is a reflection of the results you get and leads to your destiny. And so, you know, for mindfulness being a topic of how can you be more successful with mindfulness, we're kind of structuring it right now. It's like, it's everything. You're already mindful, but you could be not remotely close to as mindful as you could be. And so I feel like there's so many people out there that they're still thinking like a kid, like, and you can see that in a lot of people. And some people are operating their business the way we always have, right? It's like the six deadliest words in business. We've always done it this way.
Right.
And so they're not mindful of maybe the changes happened. Maybe they're not mindful of the new ways that could be testing their marketing. Like, oh, well, we tried Facebook. It doesn't work. And it's like, we spent a couple $100 on a boosted post. Right. And it doesn't work. Like, so I personally love the whole mindfulness bit. I think it's incredible. And I like that we're peeling back some of the layers on it. Joining us right now is Justin Brommel. He's the CEO of Brommel Growth Partners. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And we're talking about mindfulness. It's a big trend going on right now, as we've touched on. But we're also talking about how mindfulness can help you be more successful as an entrepreneur. What are some tactical, like, things that somebody could do right now? Like, if we were going to give them an exercise to be more mindful, how could they start practicing?
Yeah. Learning meditation is one of the key sources. And when some groups, Hong Kong University, a couple of other groups have done a lot of studies in terms of, you know, what shifts the needle. And they say transcendental meditation and Vipassana are, statistically speaking, likely to move you in the right direction to be in a state of mind where your monkey mind chatter doesn't drive you crazy all day and night.
That's part of being mindful is taking control of the chatter in your brain and learning to disassociate and associate and learning how to actually be like, oh, I'm not my thoughts. I'm not my feelings. I can disassociate from that. A lot of people, because you say, I'm depressed or I'm a depressed person, right? Or I'm a happy person. That shows that there's a presupposition that you are associating your identity with your emotions. I'm a happy person. No, you're just a person who can feel happy, can feel the emotion of happiness.
Right.
But we associate ourselves with that. Like, I'm a confident person. No, right? Again, you're associating yourself with your emotions. And so I think mindfulness is being able to disassociate from the right and wrong things. And that's part of being self-aware is what are those right and wrong things. Pleasure having you on the show. We could go for days on this stuff, but I'm going to see you at the event this week.
Okay.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased.
Biz Talk Radio,